The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All aboard!
Welcome to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. It's been quite some time. I think it was October since I got a visit with you. In case any of you don't know, grew up under a rock or something, that's Ozzy Osbourne, and the song's called Crazy Train. And we used to think that was hard rock, which is kind of funny when you listen to the song, which you should listen to it. It sounds like it's hard rock, but if you look at the lyrics, it's actually not really about anything but getting along. Which is weird, coming from Ozzy, a guy who chews the heads off of pigeons, allegedly. I hope he got a shot if he actually did that. But mainly, listen to the guitar playing on there. It's Randy Rhoads, and his solo is whatever, but if you listen to what he's doing while Ozzy's singing, I mean, that's the impressive part. It's just some really great understated guitar work that I recommend you just give a listen to the whole song. You'll hear some more of it in between us on our breaks. Anyway, it's been an amazing winter. I've started my snowblower not one time, but Schweitzer Mountain has what looks like an epic amount of snow. I haven't been skiing either. I had a little foot injury, something called the peroneal tendon. It runs underneath your outside of your ankle bone and then runs up over your foot. I didn't even know what it was till it started hurting, and then I figured it out. So watch out for that one. Something else I wanted to share with you is one of my not law useless tips is something called Parmesan broth. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but what you do is you, when you're using Parmesan cheese and you're grating it yourself, when you get down to the rind, you don't throw it away. Just throw it in a freezer bag and throw it in the freezer and start collecting those things. Or if you get down to Fred Meyer, if you stop into their deli department, sometimes they still have, they save those. But there's a few of us out there that know what they're good for. And so you got to time it just right. But if you take those rinds and you wrap them in cheesecloth, throw them in a pot of water with, you know, whatever leftover vegetables you have laying around, onions, carrots, celery, bay leaf, and then just slowly simmer that stuff for about 4.5 hours and then strain it. You will have some of the best broth to make almost anything out of. I mean, make rice, soup, whatever. I mean, it is really, really something. I didn't know about it until my wife, of course, gave me a bean soup recipe that asked for it. Because that's what she likes to do, is give me lists of things that I can't possibly find in Sandpoint. You know, it's like I call it the San Francisco shopping list. We don't live there. I don't even know what these things are. Like a persimmon. I didn't know what, I'm not even sure I'm saying that right. It kind of looks like a tomato, but it's not. Anyway, so today, you know, obviously we're going to talk about he who shall not be named, but not right off the bat. I'm going to save that to the end because I have something I want to run past y'all, and I'm really hoping you'll give me some input on it. It's on a case that I'm working on, and I just want to know your opinion. Sometimes we do that in cases where we will actually pay people to come and be a mock jury. And so in essence, I just get up there and put up my, basically do what a closing argument and show evidence and exhibits. And then I just ask the people, what do they think? Once I actually went down to the city beach with a sign that said $20 for 20 minutes of your time. You must be 18 or older, which was all I was doing was getting people to stop. And I tell them my client's story and see what they thought. But for now, we're going to probably go to our first break, but I got about a minute, so I want to share one. Well, no, let's just do it when we get back, because it's a pretty important tip about your insurance coverage. Again, this is Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. It's nice to be back. I hope you all have a happy new year, and we'll be back after our first break.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At the Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Get ready for the annual North Idaho Boat Show, proudly presented by Tobler Marina. Join us from January 24th to February 1st for a week-long of fun, including education seminars, a mitting putting course opening night, and a showcase of top boat brands like Nautique, Bennington, Duckworth, and Chaparral. Don't miss the Ski and Snowboard Jam for Cans contest on the final night. Grab your tickets now at NorthIdahoBoatShow.com and visit ToblerMarina.com for the latest promos. Tobler Marina, getting families on the water since 1948.
Protect the interior of your vehicle from snow and water this season with WeatherTech Custom Fit Floor Mats from Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai. WeatherTech floor mats are laser measured to perfectly fit your vehicle for the best possible protection. If they don't have the set you're looking for, the helpful staff at Squeaky's Truck and Auto can help order their perfect set. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Save now with 3 weeks of members-only savings with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Watch for it in your mailbox. Buy two, get two free Pepsi brand 12-packs. Save on pantry favorites, Blue Diamond bagged almonds and Frito-Lay party-sized chips. And save big in the bonus zone. 50-pound bags of Black Gold Performance Blend dog food are $14 off. And save $5 on a Friskies 48-can pack of wet cat food. Bi-Mart, employee-owned, investing in your communities and saving you more.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
News Talk 97.1.
Crazy, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living this
world. Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. I'm going to give you my email address. I don't know that I did the first time. I doubt it. Because I would really like you all to respond to what I'm going to ask you to respond to. It's commonlaw, one word, number 7, letter B, at gmail.com. And before we get to that, we'll back up and review what I've talked with you about having these home inspections done when you're buying a house. The first thing that you will notice from every one of these home inspectors, if you read the contract where you hire them, it says, oh, incidentally, if we miss a, let's say, $500,000 mold problem, like you're about to hear about, you can get your money back. And that's a limitation on their liability that's completely enforceable. And folks, I can be a home inspector. That's kind of like saying I can be a brain surgeon. I know about the same amount about each thing. But it's Idaho. We don't need any regulations. Anybody can do anything, like be a home inspector when you have no business being one, or a contractor for that matter. Pay your $75 license fee, get your liability policy, and away you go. You're a general. Anyway, I bring it up because this is a case where the inspector actually did a pretty good job, but the homeowner had engaged in conduct designed to hide things. And so it is why I've actually recently come up with the idea of what we would call, I think I can be a broker, believe it or not, a real estate broker, just because I'm an attorney. I don't think I have to do anything to beyond that, just be an attorney. But I have no interest in selling houses. I was thinking of offering a service where you say, this is like your full service buyer's agent here. I'm not a real estate person, but I have one who works for me. And I'm not an expert in construction, but I have those who work for me. I am an expert in reading your title report. And you come hire us to find you a house, well, then we'll charge you for our time, and then we'll give you back the difference of the 3% that we're getting paid on the commission, which is way too much money for doing nothing. Again, if you know what house you want, do not hire a real estate agent. Go to the seller's agent and say, we're going to offer this, you're going to lower your commission by 3%, because they're going to split that 6% anyway, so they shouldn't really care. Anyway, so here's what the case is about. It's, you know, my clients are not from here. One of them is from a foreign country, and the other one, I'm not sure where she is from, but they were living in a foreign country in 2021. And the country they were in was in the eastern part of the world, so the COVID restrictions there, I don't know if anybody was aware of how terrible they were. But they basically, you were not coming back in if you left. And so they wanted to get out, and they searched over the whole world, and they found Sandpoint. So they were looking for a place, and they've moved here. These were not people that were looking to jump in on the real estate spike or anything else. I mean, when you hear how much money they put into their house to make it livable, you'll believe me. So those are your plaintiffs. Those are my clients. And so they find a house on a little lake here in the area, and they like it from what they see, and they have a realtor here in town who, you know, goes to look at it. They have to do all of this remotely. So there's strike two against my client's claim. I mean, I don't know how many lawsuits I've had, or at least phone calls, where people are complaining about something they bought sight unseen. That just seems probably like a bad idea. So there's strike two. Strike three is this is a converted pole barn. I mean, most of us would be like, that's concerning, right? So anyway, they decide to put in an offer. And eventually the offer gets accepted. And so they get this thing that you've heard of called the Property Condition Disclosure Report. It's an Idaho code mandates that it be submitted by the seller. Basically, all it is a representation of the way things that you think they are at the time. And on that form, there's a question that says, are you aware of any water intrusion issues? And the seller answered, yes. But then in the comments section, she said, roof repaired. And that's all she said. And so, you know, I would say, well, the follow-up should have been what was wrong with it and how it was repaired and who repaired it. That didn't occur. That's, you know, probably strike four against my clients. Then they have a home inspection done. And if you read this inspection report, it says there's evidence of water intrusion. Well, we knew that. It was disclosed. And it says, well, we have some concerns with the roof. You might want to look into that a little bit further. I mean, basically, if you read the inspection report, you'd be scared, kind of. And so, well, my clients then took that inspection report, and they made a counteroffer, and they lowered the price by about $45,000 to put on a new roof. And then the seller, through her agent, told their agent she's not budging on the roof because the roof does not leak. Now, the minute my clients move in after closing and she's out, the first time it rains, the house is leaking everywhere. And I actually did the research. There was no earthquakes. There was no wind storms. There was nothing. Nobody ran into the building that would have racked it and caused all these leaks to occur all at the same time all over the house. So it just seems highly likely that it was leaking the whole time and she just didn't disclose it. So, but anyway, the seller's agent says to my client's agent, they're not budging on the roof. The roof does not leak. Now, this is all before closing. And so during the inspector with the seller, who's the homeowner, looks up at this space that looks like an attic space, and it's got a hinge, and it's shingled over, or shaked over, I guess, more accurately. And he says, well, what's up there? And she goes, well, just some personal stuff. And, you know, and inspectors are not allowed to do invasive things like punch holes in walls or rip shakes off unless the homeowner gives them permission. Well, she didn't give him permission to do that. And then later, she has a text to her own realtor saying, oh, I'm concerned about it getting up there because what if they damage the shakes and blah, 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 when our clients were never concerned about getting up there. And then they just said to her directly, my client directly to the seller said, well, you know, what's, you know, can you get your stuff up there? If you can, you can remove the shakes as long as you put them back and don't damage them. Now, we, quote, don't want any surprises when it's opened up, when we get there, which everybody knows is about 3 or 4 weeks after closing. So we got all those strikes against us. If you looked at all of this, you would say, why is this person pursuing this lawsuit? Because, you know, it's caveat emptor in Idaho, which means that buyer beware. That means you need to do your own inspections, verify all the facts, don't rely on anything the seller tells you, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the seller's not supposed to be talking. That's why agents do not want buyers and sellers talking to each other directly, because it creates exactly this type of problem. He said, she said, whatever. So anyway, I have her in deposition, and I've got all kinds of inconsistencies between, like, she says the last time the roof leaked was 3 years ago. Her son the next day says the same thing. But I asked her how many times it leaked, and she said twice. And then the next day I'm deposing her son, and he describes the same leak that's in this dining room area. And I say, well, how often would it leak? And he said, well, you know, not every other time it rained. Okay, well, if it's every 10th time in North Idaho, that's kind of a problem. So you had that. And then when I asked him about, I asked her what was up in that attic, and she said, well, you know, just some records and stuff. And I said, well, what do you mean? You mean like LPs, like records for your record player? Or do you mean like documents? She meant like records. Well, I buy used records, and at the record store, when I pick up a used record and I looking at it, I'm like, oh, these people have a mold problem in their house, because record vinyl covers just seem to absorb mold stink. I mean, I've offended more than a few clients when they bring in documents from their house, and I'll look at them and say, I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude, but you got a serious mold infestation. And they have no idea. And I think it's a lot of it's because there's so many houses up here that have this problem that people kind of just think it's just, you know, the musty old house smell. Well, it's not. It's mold. And it's everywhere, especially in an environment like this where our air is so dry, but everything else seems to be so wet. So I said, well, what'd you do with it all? And she said, well, I threw it all away, because I was trying, you know, if I could find this box of records, I could say, well, duh. Because when my client got in the attic after closing, it was covered in mold and soaking wet. So anyway, during her deposition, I didn't catch it when she said it until later, that I said, did you get into that attic space before closing? And she said, yes, she did. And I said, why? And she said, to get her personal belongings and to dry it out. Now, how does that change your opinion about all the prior strikes against my client's case? When, you know, really a fraud case is about fraud in the inducement, meaning you induced me into buying your house because you told me the roof didn't leak, and then you had information that led that statement to be untrue, and you knew it was untrue, and I bought your house. So, you know, in a fraud case, the damages are anything that's related to the fraudulent act. Well, to me, everything that went on before that goes away. I mean, we had concerns about a leaky roof. We were assured it did not leak. We will not lower the price. She finds out it leaks before closing and doesn't tell anybody. Now, that's what I want your opinion at commonlaw7b@gmail.com is, you know, given all the what some could perceive as mistakes in due diligence on my client's part, I mean, to me, the fact is, if she would have just told anybody what she found when she opened that attic, that it was wet, that none of this would have occurred. This whole transaction would not have occurred. I mean, I'm not going to get into it here. We're almost to our break. But my clients were very concerned about water intrusion, mold issues. The wife is a registered nurse. And, you know, and the problem with mold is you don't know how it's going to affect any one particular person. So future medical problems, you have no idea. You know, if I hit you in a car and I break your leg, a doctor can say, yeah, in about 20 years, he's going to need a knee replacement. Well, what's that cost in today's dollars? And then you get that money now. You can't do that with mold because there's just no, it's impossible to get a doctor to tell you what's likely going to happen because of prolonged exposure to this stuff. So just think about that on our break. And if you could share your opinion about what do you think about the case once you hear that she knew the roof was leaking. And she can try to say, well, I didn't know it meant the roof leaked. Well, it's wet. It's in an attic under a roof and it's wet. I mean, I don't think it's reasonable to say, you know, I thought it was condensation. Who cares what you thought it was? You should have told somebody. Anyway, we're to our next break and we'll talk a little bit more about that and try to remember to tell you about this AI insurance thing. This is Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Weisslein, and we'll be right back.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Tired of struggling with diets that don't work? Feeling stuck, frustrated, and wondering if real change is even possible? Introducing Spokane Weight Loss, the program that's changing lives. This is the real deal. Proven strategies, personalized coaching, and results you can see and feel. Imagine shedding the weight that's been holding you back.
I lost 40 pounds in just 4 months, and I feel unstoppable. Spokane Weight Loss gave me my life back.
Right now, we're offering an exclusive, limited-time deal for the first 25 callers. Get a free consultation and your first in-office body contouring session valued at $395. Spots are filling up fast. Call 509-316-2755. That's 509-316-2755. Or visit SpokaneWeightLoss.com. The life you've been waiting for is just one call away. Total Transform Weight Loss. Transform your body, transform your life.
Imagine never paying for groceries again. From now to March 31st, every time you shop and save using the Grocery Outlet app, you get a chance to win free groceries for life. You can see all the incredible deals we have in stock, like fresh produce, premium meats, and all your favorite brands. Don't wait. Shop with the app today at your neighborhood grocery outlet for your chance to be one of the two winners who will receive $500 monthly for 40 years. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. Many will enter. Few will win. See groceryoutlet.com for details.
Grocery Outlet. Bargain Market.
It's Vibe's incredible sale featuring our all-new value Wi-Fi packages. For one low price, get speeds up to 5 gig and unlimited data. Equipment included, two free Eero Pro 6s, a 3-year price lock, and free installation. Say hello to whole home value Wi-Fi. Don't miss out on fast, reliable internet at an incredible value. Call now or buy online at vibebroadband.com. Hurry, Vibe's incredible sale ends soon. Offer ends January 31st, 2025. Taxes and fees extra. Not available in all areas. Visit vibebroadband.com for all restrictions.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Weisslein. Before I forget, you've heard about these AI things that are out there, ChatGPT, and I don't know what the other ones are. But one thing that I did with it that was I recommend anybody do is I took one of my clients' insurance policies and I uploaded it to this thing and I just typed in, well, does this insurance policy have an exclusion based on, you know, the movement of Earth? And it brought up everything in the policy that applies. It brought up anything that was in the addendums that applied. I mean, it's just a, obviously I don't use it to do my work, but for the average person to just get kind of an idea of what your policy does and does not cover, you just plug it in there and start asking the thing questions and it'll tell you. I mean, like I told you when I had the case where the county was diverting water, well, in my opinion, where they shouldn't be, and it caused a landslide out on Tlatchy Road that took out my client's house, and we got their policy, and they didn't have any coverage for landslide. And of course, they had no idea, because nobody reads a 50-page policy that makes no sense anyway. Anyway, so back to that case. I just want to know what you think, because there's a lot of other problems with the case. There's actually a mold exclusion in the buy-sell agreement. Look out for that one if you're buying or selling a house. I haven't really seen it until recently. I've seen it analyzed in a couple different places. In our case, basically it says that you need to assume all the risk associated with any mold. That's shorthand. But it would be effective to get rid of all these claims related to removing and remediating the mold. But for the fact that we have evidence that she was doing things to hide the existence of the mold, and she wasn't even really doing that. She was doing things to hide the nature and extent of the water intrusion issues in the house. And there's a case that I found directly on point talking about the identical exclusion from the East Coast that says, you know, the point in those provisions is to put the buyer on notice that they really need to make sure they know the answer to these questions because you're not assuming any responsibility for that. Well, in that case, where they threw that exclusion out and said it doesn't prevent the claim, the guy had not done anything to hide mold. He just didn't tell him about a water leak that he didn't think was any big deal. And the court said, well, you didn't disclose the water, which is the same as hiding that it occurred. And they said, you know, if there's water, there can be mold. So if you do anything to hide the possibility of a mold problem, well, then the exclusion goes out the window. Idaho hasn't ruled directly on it, but they have case law to the same effect. Is you can't exclude liability for something and then do things to make sure they don't find it. But anyway, that's the case is just a great example of why you want more than a realtor and you don't want a home inspector who has a limitation of liability. I mean, that's my idea, is to create basically a home inspection business where we have $1 million liability policy. It's an E&O insurance liability that says if we do something really stupid, then you can sue us because that's what you hired us to do. I mean, we all have E&O as lawyers and doctors, and these types of decisions can be enormous. I mean, this client of mine has $327,000 into just remediating the mold. I'm not talking about environmental testing and everything else. We're just talking about the construction work. So, I mean, it's a huge mistake. And the good news is we just got how you measure damages in a case like this is one of two ways. And when I say measure damages, I mean, really, in any lawsuit we're doing, if you don't have damages, meaning money, well, then what are we doing? I guess Carol Burnett, if you got a lot of money, you sue the National Enquirer for a dollar, but most of us don't have that kind of money to throw around. Anyway, if you would share your thoughts on that, I would really, really appreciate it. It's commonlaw7b@gmail.com. And also tell me if you'd be interested in, you know, earning $50 for a couple hours of your time to meet down at the Sandpoint Event Center and play jury for a little bit. Because if we can get, you know, I don't want 12, but I'd like 20. And, you know, what it would look like is you just sit there and I tell you a story, and then I probably could do the defenses side of things just as well as they could. And then you just tell us what you think. And it would really just come down to this guy should have known better, or yeah, he should have known better, but had she said anything when she found that water, then this wouldn't have happened. So anywho, that's my latest and greatest case. I'm trying to think of anything else that's interesting in what I have going on right now. It's all very interesting to me. Probably none of it's very interesting to you. I still don't have an answer from anybody good on why they don't load planes at the back first. I have a client who works for Lockheed Martin. I have a friend who flies for Southwest. I have another client whose daughter flies for Delta. And nobody knows. Nobody knows the answer to this question. And maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, right? When you get on the plane, you load the first class passengers, give them their drinks, and then start at the back of the plane. So the people who are going all the way to the back are not going to be stopping and taking 20 minutes to put their luggage in the overhead compartment and making everybody behind them even more aggravated than they already are because they have to get on a plane and go through all that stuff. Anyway, what else was I going to? I had something else I was going to talk to you about. I don't remember. So let's just get right to the fun stuff. What is bugging me about your so-called president? First of all, the idea that he's touting a peaceful transition of power. Well, yeah, because you won. I mean, that's just so transparent that it's just sickening. But here's what's really sticking in my craw, folks. I don't pay any attention to what the idiot's doing because it's not worth my trouble anymore. However, preparing for today, I was looking up his executive order nonsense, and I had heard some discussion about this birthright issue. And I didn't realize that he had written an executive order trying to say that that's no longer the case, meaning that, you know, it used to be and is still and will remain that if you're born in the U.S., you're a U.S. citizen. Now, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that idea. I don't know why. I don't know enough to know if I do or don't agree with it. I don't know where that came from. It's in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. You know, you've heard of that thing. But I don't know where that came from. And I'm not sure that it makes a whole lot of sense. So I'm not really talking about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea here, folks. What I'm talking about is a president who thinks you can issue an executive order to amend our Constitution. I mean, if you don't see a problem with that, then you have something seriously wrong with you. You need to leave our country. You are not an American. If you think that's okay, you are really, truly out of your mind. And here's why. It's an amendment to our Constitution. It's part of our Constitution, just like the Amendments 1 through 10. You may have heard of some of those, like the Second Amendment. I'm sure most of you know about that one. So you may think this birthright thing is a good idea. Do you think it's a good idea that one man can amend our Constitution? Because here's the problem, is if this will go to the federal courts, quite obviously, because it's so blatantly stupid, oh, and real good use of your tax dollars to pay a bunch of lawyers to defend something that is so clearly indefensible, but we're going to waste a bunch of money. That's what Trump's doing now. He's just like, yeah, do whatever we want. Let them hire a lawyer. Yeah, well, that's great when you have all the funding of the federal government to say, oh, hire a lawyer, some dude who just got fired for no reason. So if somebody will sue him and say, you can't do that, and then it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court. And what will happen there? Well, I have no idea. Those guys don't apparently give two rips about anything other than this idiot president. And so if they say that that's okay, well, that's the 14th Amendment, right? Well, there are other amendments out there now, aren't there? Let's start with the first one. First Amendment. He always touts that, but I'm pretty sure he'd say, well, it's a good executive order. You shouldn't be bad-mouthing the president. Could be bad for the country. Let's go on to the Second Amendment. Well, he probably wouldn't do anything there, but one day, folks, he's not going to be president. None of the scumbag politicians who support him are either. The pendulum always swings the other way. It always does. And it will again. And when it does, y'all better be ready to using your muzzle loaders, because if the president can amend the Constitution unilaterally with an executive order, I'm pretty sure some crazy liberal is going to say, yeah, well, you had muzzle loaders in, 1788 or whatever that was, 87. So that's what you can use now. Get rid of all your guns. I mean, it's just anybody who could defend this idea is out of their mind. Yeah, and I'm saying it. You, if you think that's okay for him to do, leave the country. Go to Russia. Go somewhere where there's one person who's in charge of everything and hope for the best that they think that whatever you're up to is just fine. I mean, I was just blown away. I've been okay with this ding-dong up until I read that. I mean, that is just unbelievable. That's treasonous. The Constitution tells you how to amend it. If you're a constitutionalist and you think that executive order can amend the Constitution, then you are not a constitutionalist. You're a fascist. Anyway, sorry for being so hard on you if you thought that was a good idea for him to do, but maybe you just weren't really thinking about it. You could have been like me, like what the idea is, you know, maybe it's okay. However, how you do it is what matters. The ends do not justify the means in our country, ever. That's the whole point in this thing and to begin with. We're not a country of men, but of laws. And I'm sorry, men or women, but humans. We're not about humans. We're about written law. And for him to even attempt that tells you one thing absolutely for sure, unequivocally, he has absolutely no concern with the United States Constitution. A fifth grader can tell you you can't amend the Constitution with an executive order. Anyway, let's go to our last break. This is Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein, and we'll be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
If you've been having your McDonald's Sausage McMuffin with an iced coffee from somewhere else, now is a great time to reconsider.
In the Pacific Northwest, it's never too cold for an iced coffee in the morning. Grab yourself a medium caramel, French vanilla, or classic iced coffee for just $2.29. Warning, beverage may cause craving for McMuffin or hash browns. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Sandpoint Super Drug is your one-stop winter shop. Their Ace Hardware department has you covered for all your winter maintenance. Traction sand, snow shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings, adapters, and more. What's new at Sandpoint Super Drug? Our own line of supplements to help keep your immune system healthy and strong. Visit our nutrition center and check them out. High quality at a lower cost. Sandpoint Super Drug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint. Open 7 days a week.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Idaho farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIdaho.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Idaho farmers.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
News Talk 97.1. KSPT, KBFI.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. We've been talking about Voldemort, or whatever you want to refer to that little orange monkey as. Anyway, so I'm sorry if I offended you, but I just want you to think about it, folks. I'm not commenting on whether or not we should have birthright citizenship. My opinion is I'm not sure why we even have it. I don't know enough to know to have an opinion on that subject, why it's there in the first place. And I know it's a really old amendment and things change. So who knows? The point is, if this was President Obama, Bill Clinton, or whoever on doing this, my reaction is exactly the same. You can't do this. You can't change our Constitution unilaterally by one person. And I just do not, I've had people say, no, that needs to happen. No, it can't happen that way. If you want to do it, follow the steps. There are steps to do it. You know, and I've heard my opinion shared by quite a few people that don't really understand why it's even there. And I don't either, but this is not the way you do it. Anyway, let's move on to what he's also been doing, pardoning people. You know, everybody gets all hung up on the pardons of those January 6th ding-dongs because, you know, basically because they had a right to be there because, you know, it was a stolen election, which we've been over that. I'm not even going to bring it up anymore. If you still think that that election was stolen, whatever, man, you need to examine your reasoning process. But his pardons, Now, everybody gets distracted by those guys. Yeah, Stuart Rhodes out on the street. Good plan. Oh, hey, one of them already got killed by a cop because he was armed resisting arrest. Yeah, he's probably feeling pretty empowered at that point. But these are the people that you're dealing with, violent criminals who got convicted of committing violence against law enforcement, and now they're on the street. So that one's kind of a flashy distraction, but you need to look back at some of the bigger, more important things that he just does without anybody seeming to scream too loud, like when he pardoned a guy who screwed the United States government out of $1 billion in Medicaid fraud. Here's the problem, folks. He says he's a conservative. He's not a conservative. If he is, he's not a fiscal conservative, because fiscal conservatives don't throw what was probably about a $15 million of your tax dollar investigation out the window after the guy serves a few months of basically a life sentence for doing this. And so what would I do if I was a prosecutor? I would just call him and say, hey, are you going to pardon this guy after we spend, you know, 5 years convicting him? Because if so, we just won't bother and waste any time, which is exactly what Trump wants. Now, this guy who he pardoned was from Florida. Weird. Hey, Rick Scott's from Florida, too. He had a company, a medical supply company of some sort, that also got in big trouble for Medicaid fraud. And where does Trump live? Oh, in Florida. And now, I mean, it just stinks to high heaven, but nobody cares. You don't even care. Nobody cares. He can do whatever he wants. But the point here is not about who he's pardoning. It's about the fiscal impact of him doing it. He's wasting your money. These prosecutors spend enormous amounts of time on these cases, and then he just lets them go. The biggest investigation in the history of the FBI, just throw it all out the window, all those tax dollars wasted. And you think, well, we shouldn't have been wasting them anyway. Yeah, we should have. When somebody's throwing a chair through a window in your Capitol, those people are lucky they're not all dead. If it would have been any other president, there would have been a whole lot more people there and a whole lot more shooting. Can you imagine if those guys would have saw Mike Pence in that little moment they had an opportunity to? They would have come at him. Those Secret Service guys would have emptied their clips into everybody and then proceeded to kill as many as they could before they got to Pence. That's what would have happened. Don't tell me that was peaceful. I mean, that's just the stupidest thing I ever heard in my entire life. To suggest that that was a peaceful protest is just insane. It's just completely ridiculous. And let's talk more about wasting money. So what's his new plan? Well, you're going to round up all the migrants, all of them, 1 million in a year. You don't have the manpower or the resources to even attempt to do that. I have personal knowledge of 3 Native American citizens who were swept up in this BS. And I'm working up a lawsuit. There's no good faith mistake for grabbing somebody because they're brown. That's what's going on. And P.S., these people work here and they provide services to all of us. You don't like inflation? Get rid of all of our help. Get rid of the people working in the fields. Tariff other countries anytime you don't like what they're doing, and then they tariff us back. It's all going to jack prices. The guy's just a moron. So what's he wraps them all up and gets not very many. I mean, look at the amount of manpower he has into the amount of people he's collected. It's not really worth the return. And then he puts them on C-130 military transports. I imagine one or two of you out there have been on one of these things. Their seats are along the wall. They're huge planes that use a lot of fuel. And you could move the same number of migrants for about 9.5 times less if you used commercial airlines like they always used to do. But no, he wants to show off for all you folks and waste all your money doing it. And speaking of wasting money, let's fire, I don't remember how many, you would think of it as tenured. It's a way to say, I have a contractual right to my job. If you fire me, it's wrongful termination and I'm going to sue you. So he fires all these people and then he throws out there 7 months of pay and full benefits for doing nothing. That's billions of dollars out the window, gone, with no plan. You just fire all these people and say, well, we don't need this much bureaucracy. I am not disagreeing that there are places that we can definitely save some money in our government. I see it all the time. You get a tax bill, they take the time to print something, put it in an envelope, mail me a check for $2.30. I think they should just have a thing that says, hey, you know, you're owed 400 or less. If you want it, fill this form out, send it back. If not, we're going to put it in some fund to do something. Who knows? But yeah, there's ways we could save money, but wasting things on like military transports that we don't need are ridiculous. Trying to go out there and show off for you all to gather people up, wasting thousands and thousands of hours of manpower that could be utilized, maybe keeping people from crossing the border. Or maybe that money could be used to actually hire enough people to vet these immigrants so we can identify the good from the bad, so we can get them out of the desert. Because the only reason they're in the Sonoran Desert is because it takes so long to get processed here. And we need these people. And if you don't think we need these people, then you have a real basic misunderstanding of how our economy works. And he wants to get Greenland somehow. I still haven't quite figured out the strategic importance of the country or why we need the whole thing. Iceland seems more interesting to me. I like geothermal heat. But Greenland, I mean, what is it for a military base? Well, buy one. Rent a military base. Maybe they're not part of whoever owns it, Norway, or whoever's not part of NATO, and you can't do that because of NATO or whatever. Well, maybe so, but suggesting that you're going to take over a country is just stupid talk. Sort of like saying, oh, Hamas was somehow involved in the January 6th riots. That's what he said also. I mean, the guy's just an absolute unhinged lunatic. But he's our president, and I do wish him well. And the one thing I really do. You don't believe me, but I do. I mean, he's the guy in charge. I don't want him to do anything more stupid than he's already done, but I'm not really holding my breath on that one. I mean, the one positive thing I can say about him, he's such a lunatic that other countries definitely reconsider what they're going to do before they do it, because you don't know how this ding-dong is going to react. I really liked his comment about Canada becoming the 51st state, because he was going to hit them with 25% tariffs and they're going to hit us back with 25% tariffs. I mean, it's just absolute rubbish. But I'm also not as concerned about some of my friends about all his talk. You know, I think these little ICE raids are just a little show-off thing, and then they'll kind of fade away, and all this tariff talk is just talk, and they'll just fade away. Because I'm still waiting, folks. I'm still waiting on that wall Mexico's going to build us. I mean, he just says what you want to hear, so you'll vote for him, and then he doesn't do any of it. I mean, you'll get another tax cut for your corporations, but I don't imagine a whole lot of you, like me, don't own any stock in these corporations. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to help us all. And last but not least, does anybody see a problem with the four guys that hold 20% of our country's wealth sitting on the inaugural stage with this idiot? I mean, you don't see a problem with that? I mean, just because you can run a company doesn't mean you can run a government. And do we really want these guys having the ear of our president? I mean, I wouldn't. I don't. And I don't understand why anybody thinks it's okay to have Elon Musk, who's obviously a freak of nature, in charge of anything except his own company. Why do you think he's self-employed? Because nobody would hire the lunatic. And he's quite clearly a Nazi. And don't tell me that salute that he did was an accident. Whatever. I mean, Colbert said it best. Everybody in the planet knows, you know, hand down low means you're pointing at something on the floor. Hand way up in the air means you're pointing up at the sky. Anywhere in between means you're a Nazi. And that's what that salute was. And, you know, I hate to say it, and I don't want to, you know, seem like I'm judging a book by its cover, but he is from South Africa. I'm just saying, you know, not everybody's from South Africa is that way, but, you know, given their history, we have the same history. I mean, I used words that were definitely inappropriate because I grew up with my grandpa out in Dover. You know, to me, I didn't really understand that, you know, until I moved to a bigger place and ran into people who were not the same color as me, that you didn't refer to them that way. I mean, I didn't even get it. So, you know, I don't necessarily blame it, but it's the environment that you're brought up in. Anyway, folks, so that's my Trump rant. I'm not going to rant on about it anymore. You elected him. Y'all going to get you what you deserved. And so are a whole lot of other people who didn't vote for him. I still have no idea why he got elected. It's not inflation. It was a lack of deflation, which we've talked about. There's no reason to lower prices when you people keep buying Doritos, no matter what they're charging. Oh, I got about 30 seconds. Here's my idea. I want to start targeted boycotting. Meaning we have a website where we all say, you know what, Doritos is charging us too much. Don't buy Doritos until they lower the price nationwide. I can't expect people to change their behavior and stop buying everything, but we can pick individual products. Anyway, I'm getting played off the stage. This is Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. Thank you for listening to me. Again, I'd like input on my case about that mold thing. Common Law, number 7, letter B, at gmail.com. You all have a great remainder of your day, and we will see you next month.